Okay, good morning, Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Bim Bet, the last Amud of the Masechet, starting at the Mishnah. Lo Yitra Adam Eima Banim. Finally, the Mishnah tells us, right, after we've learned Tarav Shiloh Haken, you can't take the egg, the bird, off its Arabanim. Afil Le Teherita Metzorah. Okay, we just learned this the last few days, right? Even if you need the bird for the Metzorah, Umayim Mitzvah Kala, the Mishnah says, Umayim Mishnah Kala. He has a bit of Musar now, right? Shehi Keisar. Look at Rashi. Doesn't kashi kisar. Shein bachishon kis. Ere davar muat. Doesn't cost you anything. Well, you throw the, you shoot the mother bird away. Doesn't cost you anything, right? And there's a look. Amrat Torah, and there the Torah says leman yitav lach varachta yami, and the Torah says it'll be good for you, and you'll have long days. Kavachomer al mitzvot chamurot shebat Torah. So, a little mitzvah like this is such a great reward. How much more so for greater mitzvahs? Okay, Tanya Devar Rabbi Yaakov Omer. We've got this Beit Midrash here of Rabbi Yaakov, right? So Tanya Devar, that's interesting. We'll see in a second who this Rabbi Yaakov, you know, I'll give you a spoiler now. This Rabbi Yaakov, we'll see in a second. I think it's the same person, to be honest with you. You know what? Let me look. I'll just assume it was the same person. Now, this is the grandson of Acher. We'll see, the Gemara's going to mention it. I'm not making it up. We'll see in the end. Remember Acher, Rabbi Elisha ben Abua? Elisha ben Abua, we learned about it. We're not here, but it's the Gemara in Masechet Chagiga. That he went off the rails and he became an apikoros. And the reason why he became an apikoros was exactly for that, because the Gemara says there that he saw a person's father telling him to go up a tree and do the shiluach haken. He went up and he fell down and died. And he thought to himself, if a person, and this is the Torah says in both these two mitzvahs, that you're going to get arichut yamim, and he dies by then, and then there can't be a God in the world. And he went away, and that was it. He gave it all up. That's, I'm saying that's the Gemara Masechet Chagiga. No. That's a Gemara Masechet Chagiga. Now, so Steve says he's not here as well. So now you'll see what it says. Now the Gemara says, Tari Yaakov, Ein lecha kol mitzvah mitzvah shelo shematan schara betzida. There's not a thing, no mitzvah in the Torah where matan schara mitzvah, Rashi, what do you mean matan schara mitzvah betzida? Kagon kibud avaim v'shiluach haken, these two mitzvahs. Shelo tochal lavin matan schara shatin ha-meitim nachiot. Already you can see where it's going. It says we aren't able to understand what this mitzvah is, he says, Rashi, because in the end, the meitim are going to live. Now, so we already see over here that the arichut yamim is not pashut, right, in this world. We already talked about tchiyat ha-meitim, right? Look at Likutei Rashi here. We've got Likutei Rashi over here. She'ein tchiyat ha-meitim tluya. Right? Sorry. Ein kumitzvah mitzvah she'batan schara betzida. First, leman yarichun yamim, it says. Lechach piresh matan schara. What does it mean? What is the sachar you get? Lomar, im lo tekaimena ze onsho. If you don't do it, what's your punishment? Shelotitol schar ze. It's almost like a loving nitekle say, right? With what if you do it, you get such huge schar. You don't do it, you're going to lose out on the schar. Okay? This is over here. So he says, ba, she'ein, she'matan schar b'chida, she'ein tchera meitim kliyaba. Right? See this over here, she'ein tchera meitim. What does it mean, she'ein tchera meitim? In words, you don't have to wait for, it's not in this world. There's no tchiyat ha-meitim dependent on arichut yamim. You might think that what's arichut yamim, you're going to die, you'll get tchiyat ha-meitim, you'll live forever. No, matan tzachar is olam haba. So you don't have to worry about tchiyat ha-meitim even to get the schar. Okay, a little bit unclear, yeah? Right? And what are they? Bekibud avayim. Kitiv, leman yarichun yamecha, uleman yitavlach. So this is it. These two mitzvahs. The one is kibud avaim, where it says that you will live for long, and it'll be good for you. And b'shiluach haken, which is asugya, ketiv leman yitavlach v'arachta yamim. Same idea. Harei she'amar lo aviv ale lebira v'hevei lo gozalot. The father said to him, go up to that tower, bring me down the chicklets v'ala, and he went up v'shilach et ha'ayim, and he sent the mother away v'lakach et ha'banim. And he took the kids, ubechazerato, nafal mamait, and the way down he dies, falls and dies. So, heichan arichud yamav shel zeh, v'heichan tivato shel zeh, where's the arichud yamim and v'yitev tov, where's it all? Ela lema'an yarichun yamechas, Rabbi Yaakov, what does it mean, lema'an yarichun yamechas? What does it mean, you should live a long life? Le'olam shekulo aruch. Not in this world, not tchiyat ha-meitim, olam haba. Uleman yitavlach leolam shekulo tov. Look at Rashi, leolam shekulo tov. She'ein bo lo hezek velo isurin. In the world where there's no damages and no suffering, elo tova, only good. Ubeshile perek kamed de kishmi. We've learned this before. The end of the Masechet Kiddushin, on the first perek, on Daf Lametet, Amrinan Rabbi Yaakov, Uvdechaze be'echad shamar avala lebira. The Gemara there says that he actually saw the story. V'haveli gozulot v'ala v'shtech la'em v'natan l'tabanim v'kiyem kibud av'em v'shtech la'ken v'b'chazulam v'lamet heichan tovat ozev heichan l'tubim ela I ha've omer l'mayin t'v'lach l'gemarin kiddushin. So Gemara says, wait a second, v'dil melo ha've achi. Maybe that wasn't exactly the case. We're saying that Rabbi Yaakov saw this story and he learned from the story that it's obvious that this arichut yamim is not in this world. Must be in the world, otherwise the king wouldn't have died. Right? So Gemara says, "V'di amelo have achi." So what do you mean? Wasn't like it? Rabbi Yaakov ma'asechad. He wasn't going to make it up. Rabbi Yaakov is serious. Rabbi Yaakov, you should know, was Rebbe's main teacher. This Rabbi Yaakov was Rebbe's main teacher. Okay, he wasn't going to make things up. V'di amelo maharer ba'avera have. Ah, maybe what was going on over here. Really, it's true. But why did the guy die? Because while he was doing it, he was having evil thoughts. Look at the Kutcha Rashi here. Gemara, all the Rashi's here come, I think, from Kiddushin, right? V'dil b'mahari b'aver ha'ver v'lo haya libo l'shamayim. He never had a clear heart to heaven. U'mishane machshava ra'ah, etc. That was, maybe that's the problem. Says the Gemara, can't be, right? Machshava ra'ah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzar for l'masim. When a person says, we don't get punished for hirhurim. You get punished for masim, for deeds. You're going to punish the guy on a masim because of hirhur. It doesn't work. But there are some thoughts that you do get punished for. Maybe Avodah Zarah, for idol worship, that's what you're thinking. Because the Pasuk says, well, this is a Pasuk in Yechezkel, it says, Leman tfos et Beit Yishael belibam, right? Asher gazru me'alei begilulehem kulam. Tfos belibam, they were in their hearts. Maybe they on Avodah Zarah, there is such a thing, right? I'm Rav Achabar Yaakov, zu machshevet Avodah Zarah. And explain, what's that Pasuk about that Torah Avodah Zarah? The Gemara says, "Hachi kamar." So he says, "No. This is what he wanted to say." Im ita de ikaschar mitzvot b'hai alma. Even so, even if it was avodah zorah, he says, "This is what Rabbi Yaakov wants to say." That even if you say that, if we believe that there's schar mitzvot in this world, then tahanile, then it should help him those mitzvahs that he's doing. That he went up to the tree to his father. V'tagenale, that he should protect him. The law late the day hero of Litazek. He shouldn't come to the hero him and get damaged and killed as a result of it. Can't be in this world. Ela schar mitzvot b'hai alma leka. That's the Gemara says. Schar mitzvot b'hai alma. It's a big machloket this, right? Schar mitzvot b'hai in this world leka. That's this thing. When we talk about schar mitzvot, it's lamaba. V'am Rabbi Lazar shiluche mitzvah nizokim. We got another problem altogether. You know, let's say forget about schar mitzvah for a second. But didn't Rabbi Lazar say, right? Didn't Rabbi Lazar say in Masechet Psachim and in Masechet Yuma and we saw in Kiddushin as well, that when you send a person to do a mitzvah on his way to do the mitzvah, he can't get damaged and on his zokim. That's different on the way back. When did the guy get killed? Coming down the ladder. Going up, he was protected because he's a shaliach mitzvah. Coming down, he's not protected. He's bringing it to his father. Much okay, right? V'ha Amar Rabbi Elazar. But didn't Rabbi Elazar say Shluchei Mitzvah Ein Nizokim? They don't get damaged. Lo b'halichatan ve'lo b'chazaratan. Makes no difference. But it doesn't make no distinction between up or down. So he says, you're right. Sulam Ra'ua Hava. This was a bad ladder. This is actually a very important lesson. As I see, there's a big ladder there in front of us. This is an important. There's mamash important lesson about anything, about especially ladders, but about anything. This was a bad ladder. The sulam was bad. Was exactly umakom de kavua hezek, in a place which is destined to cause damage, right? In other words, where it's inherent, the damage is there. Shani, you aren't protected. You can't say I'm going to do a mitzvah if I can take risks, I can go crossing seas and risk my life because I'm doing a mitzvah. No, you can't do that, right? Dichtiv for the pasuk we have. Who was this? Vayom Shmuel. When Shmuel was this is in Shmuel Aleph. When Shmuel was sent to go and anoint David HaMelech, who was still the king? Shaul. And Shaul was a pretty vigilant and a very jealous king, right? He would have caught him. He would have killed him. So Shmuel, Vayom Shmuel, Eich Elech. How can I go do this mitzvah of anointing David HaMelech? Sent by God. V'shama Shaul v'argeni. Shaul will hear and he'll kill me. Why did he just say, well, I'm protected. I've got God over me. But I'm going to do a mitzvah, right? Look at this Likut HaRashi over here. Echelech, right? Echelech says Shmuel there. V'af agav de b'shlichut de makom hava. He was being sent shaliach of Hashem Kadosh Baruch Hu, right? Mistafei mehezeket de kavir. He was still scared. Mistafei was scared from the inherent danger, Right? So you can't take these sorts of chances. So maybe that's why the letter was bad. Right? Amar Rav Yosef, Almas, Rav Yosef, we see from here, right? That, so now the Gemara ends up now, we finish with our story over here. It says, Amar Rav Yosef, Ilmalei. So now we basically understood the story, right? What's the story? The story was that even though he's going to do a mitzvah, even though the two mitzvahs are Arichud Yamim and Alam Shukratov, etc., you can't take a chance, and we got whatever, and there's no mitzvahs in this world. That's the bottom line, because we've proven that all the other stories should have protected him. But now that the bottom line is the guy will get the schar, right? But his schar will be in this world. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef, Il Malei Darshe Acher Laha Kra. If Acher himself had been able to understand these psukim, Rabbi Yaakov, look who Rabbi Yaakov is. Rabbi Yaakov Bar Barte, his daughter's son. Mm. Was this Rabbi Yaakov we spoke about? This time, Rabbi Yaakov was his grandson, yeah. Right? His grandson, right? Lochata, he wouldn't have sinned. Yedisha ben Avua. Machaza, what did he see? Ike de Amri ki hai masechaz. You see, Steve is bringing the whole story. He says, they don't just say he saw this story over here. The Ike de Amri. Lishne de Rabbi Chutzpit HaMeturgim and Chazi. He saw the tongue of Rabbi Chutzpit HaMeturgim, obviously like a big Talmid Chochem of his generation. Dava Muteret Bashpa. Remember, they were all under threat from the Romans. He had been killed by the Romans and he found his tongue thrown out there. Is it Asherah Aramachet?
Yeah.
Wow, okay. One of the Asherah Aramachet, I never knew that. Now, whether his tongue was thrown in the bin, he found his tongue chucked in the gob. Amar, and he said, Peshi, Fik Margaliot. A tongue which had expounded pearls of wisdom, yilachocha far, will lick dust, right? For who lo yada, Acher himself never knew, leman yitavlach, about yitavlach, right? And all of you can render the last line.